From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Mike Lamp. Denver voters who make it all the way through their ballots may get a surprise this year. They're being asked to vote on something no American city has done before. You could say it's out of this world. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee reports on Initiative 300.
The truth is out there. That, at least, is according to Denverite Jeff Peckman. And if his initiative wins next week, the truth will also be up on the Denver City website.
The Extraterrestrial Affairs Commission would essentially serve as a citizens' task force to begin disclosure of what is known about visitations by extraterrestrial intelligent beings and how that might impact our daily lives.
That's right. Initiative 300 asks if voters want to create an Extraterrestrial Affairs Commission to, and I'm reading the ballot language here, help ensure the health, safety, and cultural awareness of Denver residents and visitors in relation to potential encounters or interactions with extraterrestrial intelligent beings or their vehicles. What the commission would do, says Peckman, is sift through all the blurry photos, close encounters, and conspiracy theories out there and sort fact from science fiction.
There are millions of websites that have references to UFO and extraterrestrial, and there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation and confusing information. It's hard to wade through that. You really don't know where to start and who to believe.
Of course, plenty of people just don't believe, period.
You know, a year ago when this was put on, I thought it was wacky. And then we had the gubernatorial mess. Didn't seem very wacky anymore after the governor's race.
Denver City Councilman Charlie Brown laughs about the ET Commission, but he's also really hoping it doesn't pass. Brown says Initiative 300 is proof it's too easy to get things on the Denver ballot. He's pushing the city to raise the signature threshold. There's also the question of cost. The initiative states the commission will be entirely paid for by gifts, grants, and donations. Peckman says he'll personally write the check to cover it. But Brown argues all commissions cost the city some amount of staff time and resources. And he asks, what would it do to Denver's reputation?
People have a tendency to laugh at Denver. And it's tough enough to attract jobs and companies to Denver. We don't need this kind of a way out, Looney Tune fringe image for our city.
Of all the places where the UFO Commission might get some support, I figured none could be friendlier than the Mile High Sci-Fi Convention, held at the Tech Center Marriott last week.
My name is Basil. I am a VSL series robot.
In the convention lobby, Basil the robot prototype rolls himself around between Star Trek officers and heavily made-up elves. But while people here may spend a lot of time fantasizing about interstellar travel, attendees like Mark Vappi find the idea of a city commission investigating alien life kind of funny.
I'm really irate that nobody is actually seeming to be concerned about the mole people. We hear about extraterrestrials. We hear about these people coming in spaceships. Nobody's starting up commissions about the mole people.
Vappi admits he hasn't actually paid enough attention to Initiative 300 to know whether or not he'll vote for it, something a lot of people here say. But in an election year marked by out-of-this-world vitriol and plenty of terrestrial mudslinging, Vappi doesn't mind being asked to contemplate aliens.
Yeah, there's a lot of grim stuff on the ballot. It's nice to have something that's not quite so heavy.
If Initiative 300 does pass, there's one thing you should know before you apply to serve on that commission. To qualify, you're going to need either a PhD or a heck of a lot of experience with extraterrestrial encounters. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.